Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Macroeconomics for Dummies US. Edition is a nonfiction guide that introduces the study of the economy as a whole in clear, practical language, written by Daniel Richards with Manzur Rashid and Peter Antonioni. It is aimed at students, self-learners, and general readers who want to understand the economic news, class material, and everyday issues such as inflation, unemployment, taxes, and growth. The book belongs to the Four Dummies educational series, so its purpose is not to present advanced theory in a highly technical way, but to make core macroeconomic ideas accessible and usable. It explains how economists think about national output, measurement, policy, and long-run performance, while also showing why models and simplifying assumptions are necessary. Its value lies in translating a difficult academic subject into a structured, plain English format that readers can approach without a strong background in economics or mathematics. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how the book frames macroeconomics as the study of the whole economy. The opening strength of the book is its emphasis on why macroeconomics matters in ordinary life. Rather than treating the subject as a remote academic field, it connects national economic conditions to concrete concerns such as employment, income, taxation, and living standards. This framing helps readers see that macroeconomics is not just about government reports or classroom theory, but about the broad forces that shape personal and social outcomes. The book also clarifies the difference between macroeconomics and microeconomics by focusing on the economy as an aggregate system. That perspective is important because it changes the scale of analysis. Instead of asking how one consumer or firm behaves, the book asks how the whole economy moves, contracts, or grows. This orientation gives readers a foundation for understanding later topics such as business cycles, inflation, and policy responses. Secondly, using models and simplification to make economic analysis manageable. A major theme of the book is that macroeconomists rely on models because the real economy is too complex to analyze directly in every detail. The text explains that assumptions are not a weakness of economics, but a method for making large systems understandable. One example is the simplified treatment of gross domestic product, as if the economy were producing one multi-purpose good. That kind of abstraction is central to the book's teaching style because it shows how economists isolate the most important relationships before adding complexity. The book also notes the role of mathematics in economics, not as a barrier for readers, but as a way to identify variables, track changes, and compare outcomes clearly. This makes the book especially useful for learners who need to understand why economic reasoning often depends on simplified frameworks before real-world interpretation can happen. Thirdly, measuring GDP, inflation, interest rates, and unemployment as the key indicators. The book devotes substantial attention to the main indicators used to evaluate the state of the macroeconomy. Gross domestic product is presented as the basic measure of total economic activity, while inflation shows how rising prices affect purchasing power. Interest rates are treated as a central signal for borrowing, saving, and policy conditions. And unemployment is discussed as both a social and productive loss because it represents unused labor. These measures matter because macroeconomics depends on observable data rather than intuition alone. By organizing the subject around measurable variables, the book teaches readers how to interpret news about recessions, growth, and cost pressures with greater precision. This section is practical because it gives readers the vocabulary needed to understand economic debates without reducing the issues to slogans. It also reveals that no single indicator fully captures economic health, so reading the economy requires comparing several measures together. Fourthly, business cycles and policy responses to recessions, shocks, and instability. Another important topic is the way the book handles short-run fluctuations in economic activity. Business cycles are presented as recurring expansions and contractions that affect jobs, output, and confidence across the economy. The book links these cycles to economic shocks and explains why both fiscal and monetary policy are used to respond when the economy weakens or overheats. This matters because macroeconomics is not only about describing what is happening, but about explaining what governments and central banks can do about it. The discussion helps readers understand why policy debates often center on spending, taxation, money supply, and interest rates. Instead of presenting policy as a set of abstract tools, the book connects it to actual economic instability and the need to manage downturns. That practical focus makes the subject more intelligible for readers following current events or taking introductory economics courses. Lastly, long-run growth, prices, and the limits of one-size-fits-all economic thinking. The later part of the book shifts from short-run fluctuations to long-run macroeconomic performance. Here, the focus is on growth in GDP, the persistence of price changes, and the broader forces that determine whether an economy becomes more productive over time. This is important because an economy can recover from a recession, yet still struggle with slow growth or weak long-term improvement. By separating short-run instability from long-run development, the book helps readers understand why the same policy may not solve every problem. It also encourages a more disciplined way of thinking about macroeconomic debates. Not every issue is about immediate stimulus, and not every rise in prices reflects the same cause. This long-run perspective is one of the book's best features because it gives readers a framework for comparing temporary disruption with structural economic change. In conclusion, Macroeconomics for Dummies, U.S. edition is best suited for students in introductory economics courses, readers who want to make sense of economic news, and anyone who needs a low-friction entry point into macroeconomic thinking. Its main benefit is clarity. It explains core ideas such as GDP, inflation, unemployment, interest rates, fiscal policy, and monetary policy without assuming prior expertise. That makes it especially useful for readers who find standard textbooks too technical or too dense. The book also stands out because it treats macroeconomics as a practical tool for understanding everyday life, not just as an academic subject. It shows how large-scale economic forces affect jobs, income, prices, and public policy, while also explaining why economists use models and simplified assumptions. Compared with more formal textbooks, it is less concerned with exhaustive proof and more focused on comprehension, orientation, and application. For readers who want a readable overview that connects theory to real-world economic conditions, this book offers a strong and approachable introduction. If you would like to support Daniel Richards, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.